gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Welcome and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show, 866-444-3478. We've been talking about the freeze that's going on across the country today, and we especially have a unique situation here, a possible problem with some of the trees. We've been talking about that and can continue to if you would like. Anything you want to talk about is fine. I've got a few things to do, and then we'll chat about whatever you'd like to chat about. 866-444-3478. The real-time pain relief report first. And this one's kind of an interesting one. They've got some interesting stuff, some helpful information here for you, and I've got something to add to it. And they're talking about the fact that carrying bags can hurt you. Carrying a heavy bag can create tension and problems in upper back and neck regions, lead to tension headaches. Some of the tips for carrying heavy bags without harming your body include these. Change the side that you're carrying the bag on from time to time. One side gets overworked, it can cause some problems. Place heavy objects in the bottom of the bag. They're talking about suitcases and larger things here, I guess. I never thought of that. Placing them in lower reduces the need to curve the spine and change posture to compensate. Never thought of that. Even everything out. When packing a bag, try to distribute the weight evenly. And it says to keep the bag close to the body. Carrying a bag closer to the body will reduce the amount of sway and stress placed on spinal muscles. Interesting stuff there. Related to that, years ago, we were working with the Arnold Palmer Company, Arnold Palmer and his right-hand guy, Ed C., the design of a golf course over in Fort Worth. And we were talking, Ed was at our office one day, and we were talking about things, and I think I said something about the fact that my briefcase had fallen apart, or made some comment about I needed to get a new briefcase. He said, I'll give you one. He said, I'll give you a $500 leather briefcase next time we're together. I don't think I ever got it, but it didn't matter. It led to some interesting information. Ed said that he had developed pretty severe tennis elbow from carrying a briefcase so much. He traveled a lot. They were designing golf courses all over the world. And carrying this big old leather briefcase led to some tennis elbow that had been very difficult to get rid of. And the doctors had told him to get rid of the thing, which he had done, and start carrying the bag as a shoulder, with a shoulder strap. So he was willing to offer me the briefcase. I don't know why I didn't get it. He offered it, but we never did it for some reason or other. They were out of Florida and we were in Dallas. I guess I never was around where the briefcase was, but I don't know why he wanted me to get the tennis elbow instead. But anyway, for topical pain, when you experience that, I recommend and use real-time pain relief. It's a non-greasy product. It relieves the pain in minutes, smells great, and contains none of the harmful chemicals that I don't like. If you haven't tried the real-time pain relief product before, you can get a free tube, $10 tube, with your first purchase. For details, ask for it at your favorite store or give them a call. Their number is 877-787-7180 or go to rtpr.com. RTPR.com is for real-time pain relief. 877-787-7180 or RTPR.com. Let's go to California for a minute. It's a lot warmer out there, and then we'll work in some more of my stuff. Here is John. Where are you in California, John?
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Where are you?
I'm in a place called Bonnie Dune. It's up in the mountains above Santa Cruz.
Oh, great.
Near San Francisco.
All right, great.
We're in the low 30s. So So it's not as bad as some of your folks out there.
That's a lot nicer than here.
Yeah. Anyway, mesquite. I bought a mesquite in a 10-gallon nursery container.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice shape to it. It's a Chilean mesquite.
Chilean mesquite.
Okay. Yeah, it comes from Chile. It's thornless, but it looks just like the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, I have these live oaks, a grove of them, I don't know, 15 of them or something, and where I'm planning on putting this mesquite is on the edge of that grove. And what I've noticed and what I've heard over the years, noticed here also, is not a lot grows underneath the canopy of the oaks.
Right.
Is that because they give off a chemical in their leaves?
Nope. Just too much shade.
It's just the shade. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what okay, so that's my question is, if I put this on the edge of an oak grove where I'm still getting good light, I'm not going to get chemical damage from the...
No, not at all. If the live oak continues to grow out and they start competing for light, there would be a little bit of a problem. And then the root systems will compete a little bit. Mesquite root systems want to go and do go out very, very far. You know,
yeah.
All roots of trees go out far beyond the drip line, but mesquites do even more so than most.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
You'll get a little bit of competition there, but it should do fine, especially if it's on the south side.
That's exactly it, and it's also power lines, so the power people, they keep the oaks cut back.
Yeah. Well, send me a picture. I'd love to learn. I'm not familiar with the Chilean mesquite, so send me a picture, and we'll add that to the website. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I'll let it sit in the ground for a little bit, and I'll get you a shot.
Yeah, that'd be great. Did you get it from a local nursery there?
Yeah, I got it from the wholesaler is called Monrovia.
Oh, yeah, sure. Big place.
Yeah, yeah, they had them. I mean, they had a dozen of them or so in
okay,
stock.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. Probably is something I've seen before and been around. I'm just not familiar with that exact term.
Yeah, it's real cold, hardy, and thornless, I think, is probably the big issue.
Yeah, thornless is that's a neat deal.
Yeah.
Probably has all the other characteristics, the real fine foliage
yellow
flowers in the spring and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
I appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, 866-444-3478 is the number to be with me. Let's talk about salt. I drove into the radio station. There's salt all over the place out there. So, you know, I haven't been doing a good job of convincing the people that are right around me that that's a bad thing to do. We talk about it every year. Maybe I need to talk about it more often than I do. When you put out salt, ice cream salt, regular salt, high nitrogen fertilizer, which is one of the reasons I don't recommend it, it's a salt. You know, it will help melt the ice and all that, but you got to think about what else happens as it melts and runs down. Where does it go? It goes right into the water stream. It goes over into the soil. Messes up the soil for the plant growth where it's used. It's just not a good thing to do. The state of Texas has used salt in the past, but they've tended here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It seems like from what I'm seeing, the first thing that they do is put out sand, just plain old washed concrete sand. And it works very well. It sets up a grit condition where it eliminates most of the slippage. And works very well. They've also been experimenting with some magnesium products, which are, you know, still a chemical, but a whole lot less toxic for the environment and for the soil and the plants and the biology that we're trying to protect and improve than the high nitrogen and sodium products and everything. So if you're going to use a salt, at least look into these magnesium products. I think there's some solid and some liquid products as well. What I use is lava sand. Lava sand is more gritty than regular washed concrete sand, and if it gets knocked over in the plants and the turf and things, which is going to do, or washed down into the water stream, not only is it not going to be a problem, but it's going to be beneficial. So the lava sand works just terrific. You don't have to melt all the ice. All you have to do is set up a gritty condition on it, and that's what the sand does. And lava sand is absolutely the best. The one that we think is the best one on the market for your plants, you might as well get the best one. For this, you can get whatever is the cheapest one and the easiest one to find, but the one that works the best if you want it for horticultural reasons or agricultural reasons is the one called American Rio Lava Sand. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Our newsletter is free. Just sign up on dirtdoctor.com. The information about our school, the Natural Organic Certification course, is right there on the above the fold on the homepage. Those things circulate. They go from one to one, one to the other, and they're right there on the homepage. I'll be back. Don't go away.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. Lines are open if you want to jump in here at 866-444-3478. Continuing my recommendations and information about movies that I started a couple of weeks ago, Judy and I saw two movies yesterday. We saw the one that's killing at the box office. We saw Rogue One, the Star Wars movie. Both of us were kind of walking out of it. I guess if you're into the whole Star Wars thing, you know, super big time, it would be better. There were some interesting things in it, but it's making $1 jillion, but it's not going to win. I'm a little surprised that in the guide in the Dallas Morning News, I think it received an A or something. I don't think I would give it that. On the other hand, we watched a tape that we purchased. Judy maybe gave it to me for a present a long time ago. We never got around to watching it. It's called Road to Bally, and it is Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, 1952. And the quality is actually pretty good. It's a disc. It's not a VCR. It's a disc, and it's hysterical. It's just total slapstick. They're two vaudeville performers that are, you know, not making any money, trying to figure out what to do, and they end up going to this island and or after a sunken treasure. But it is slapstick, fast moving and funny. It is completely irreverent and non-PC. So if anything, if that bothers you, you might not want to see it because it doesn't pull any punches, but it's pretty funny. Road to Bally, worth the watch, I think. We've got a few other things. I was digging around in our photo, in our movies, and we've got a bunch of them like that. We gave each other for presents and never have gotten around to watching some of those older movies. So we'll check them out and let you know what we think. The question came up on Bob Webster's show yesterday. You know, I do a little get-together with him every Saturday on his show down in San Antonio. He said a lot of his listeners had been calling, he had seen it too, had been calling about ladybugs being just all over the place, huge numbers of them. I have not seen that, and I have not been getting very many calls about it. I've gotten one so far, so it must be farther south where this is happening. But the ladybugs, and specifically the Harmonia, which is the Japanese import ladybug, it's the one where this is one of the things that we've when we do our lecture on insects, we try to educate people about. There's a native ladybug. There's several native ladybugs. And then there's this import from Japan that was introduced here 20 or 30 years ago that has taken up residency. And the interesting thing about this one is it likes to come inside. And when you get real heavy populations of them, you get a whole bunch of them come in the house. We've gotten calls in the past from people downtown Dallas having them in their offices, you know, 30 stories in the air or something. And what we talk to people about is the fact that they are beneficial, just like our native lady beetle. But when they come in the house, they can be a messy deal. Just scoop them up and toss them outside. Some people in the past have recommended putting them in a paper bag and putting them in the refrigerator and then putting them back outside in the spring. That's too much trouble. Just try to, you know, move them to the garage, move them outside, and hopefully they'll stay out there. They're just as beneficial, apparently, as our native. But the native doesn't do that. The native doesn't like to try to come inside, and you rarely see them in gigantic masses like that, at least around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Out in California, you can see where they collect them and all. You can see huge masses of them. When Logan was going to college in UC Santa Barbara, there was an area near Santa Barbara where they, during their migration, they would come in and just do a massive appearance right outside, you know, there on the coast. And I think where they collect them to sell them is up in the foothills and in the mountains at higher elevations. You can tell the difference between the native and the Harmonia pretty easily. This imported Harmonia, it'll be red or yellow. Some have black spots and some don't. So the coloring is not a giveaway because some of the colors are just like some of our natives. But the giveaway is the white, big white splotches on what's called the pronotum, the shield right behind the head. And if you see a lady beetle that has those great big white splotches, that's the import. That's just, you know, for information. I think really I wouldn't hurt either one. I'd treat both like a beneficial, which they are. The convergent lady beetle, which is our native ladybug, is that orangey-red color. And on the pronotum, there's two little white lines converging. That's where the term came from. The other natives that we have, one is one that will help you with scale on crepe myrtles and various plants, and it's called the twice-stabbed lady beetle or ladybug. They're actually beetles, but everybody calls them ladybugs. They're round. They're almost perfectly round, so a little different shape than the other ones I was talking about. And they have two either orange or red spots on the back, and they're in trees primarily eating scale. The other one way up high in trees is gray with black spots, and it's an arboreal lady beetle helping with mites and scale and things way up in the trees. We'll talk about more of that kind of thing right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, don't go away.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, 866-444-3478. Here's Christine in Dallas. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
What's up?
Two questions, if I may. The first is I have two Japanese maples that are about a year to 2 years old each in the backyard. We covered them over last night with frostbite just because of our nervousness about the dropping temperature. And so we are going to be leaving out of town on Monday morning, and I'm wondering if it's better to leave them covered, if it's better to uncover them as we're leaving out about 5 in the morning, or just how to best give them a shot at surviving.
Oh, a couple of things to discuss here, Christine. The Japanese maples will grow in New York and Chicago.
Okay.
So worrying about freeze damage is not, well, they vary all over the place. Some varieties, some cultivars are tougher than others. But in general, we don't worry about them too much, with the exception of this crazy thing that we've just had, you know, where the temperature dropped 50 degrees overnight. And maybe the bark and the tree wasn't hardened off quite enough. Now, we've had some cold weather, you know, we've had some frosty weather, and it's been up and down and everything, but they should have been fine. Floating row cover is okay to leave on a plant, and that's one of the nice things about it, rather indefinitely, because it allows sunlight and air through it.
Okay.
So if you could put it on where it's secure and not going to blow away, it'd be okay to do it. I don't know that I'd recommend it, though, Christine.
Okay.
We're going to have another bad night tonight, you know, and then when are you leaving town?
about 5 in the morning tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
I was wondering if I should pull it off before we leave or if I should let it.
So it's already on there, and it's on there really nice and secure.
Yeah, we've kind of anchored it down with some of our logs and things around to give it a little bit of air circulation.
Yeah.
But not.
How long are you going to be gone?
Week.
Do you? It's probably not going to dry out in a week. That's the only thing I was thinking about. If somebody needs to water it for you while you're gone, if it got really bright and warm and everything, it's going to be a possibility there. Do you have somebody that can come by and check on it?
I do. My neighbor doesn't have much of a green thumb. So
okay. The only thing
that my cat's alive, but maybe not my trees.
The only thing you'd need to do is give it some water if we had just really warm and it really windy and dried out, you know. And that, how big a container is it in?
Well, they're in the ground.
Oh, they're in the ground.
I really
don't think you have a worry, but since you've already got them covered, it's not going to hurt them to leave the row cover on if it's a typical row cover, real light and light and everything can get through. No, it could be left on. I probably wouldn't have done it. I've got 12 Japanese maples at home, and I've never covered any of them. And two of them, three of them are in containers. So
Okay. Yeah, we did so just because they were so little. And my other question to you then would be about the one we had that we think may have been damaged by the heat. Maybe we didn't water enough this summer. When do you know when it's time to give up? We've let it stay in the ground, but we're not sure when we decide that it's past recovery.
This is another Japanese maple?
Yes, sir, but it's about a 4-year-old one.
Did it totally defoliate?
No, the leaves dried up and got brown, but they didn't all fall off. So,
when you pull on them, do they release easily?
Not real easily, and there's still some flexibility, like in the smaller branches. You know, it doesn't feel like they've all dried out. There's some green feel to it. So,
it's actually best if they do release, is where I was going there. Although, I've got one in a pot, the oldest one I have. I probably had close to 40 years. It's a Crimson Queen, and its foliage will go through some fall color. It wasn't even that good this year. It's kind of messy looking.
Right.
And then the foliage will tend to hold on, and if you pull the leaves off, they're a little sticky, but they come off fairly easily. But the terminal growth should be nice and supple, really soft and bend really easily if it's still in good shape. If you're starting to get dry crispiness and they're brittle when they break, it's not a good sign.
Okay. All right, can I run one more question?
No, sure.
Okay, last question I have then is about a compost pile. We've had a compost barrel to very little success. We wanted to try a pile. The concern we have is in our particular neighborhood, we've had a problem with rats, the rodent population.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you talked about keeping like the metal trash can that you compost at until it's ready. We were trying to think if we make more of a pile or a pen, if there's any way to discourage rodents. We just don't want to make more of a problem. We want to keep composting, but we don't want to exacerbate the issue we've had in the neighborhood with people having problems with rats.
Yeah, all you got to do is let the material break down first in a metal container. We put it in a metal container in the kitchen, you know, right on the counter.
Sure.
And then I move that. I've got about three small, you know, they're 18 inches, 2 foot tall, little trash cans and various two other kinds of metal containers I was experimenting and playing around with. And I put from the kitchen into those. I finally got smart enough to punch holes in the bottom of them so it doesn't stay quite so soupy.
And it drains a little bit then.
Yeah, and the black soldier flies, you'll see the maggots develop in there. They help break it all down. And once things are sort of broken down, you can go ahead and move it to the pile outside and not attract wild animals at all because it'll not be a very good smelling and attractive at that point. And if you mix it in with the leaves and the other things, there won't be a bad odor, really. But that's what I do, and it works very well.
That helps a bunch.
If you want a container that does work well, the only container, I don't like any of those barrels or any of those things because they tend to be too small. The one
doesn't seem to do much.
Yeah, the container that I use and recommend highly is called a Shepherd composter. It's 4x4x4x3 feet high, so it holds a nice volume of material. It's easy to turn because you just pick the square metal. It's high quality steel that folds. You just lift it straight up and move it over a little bit, and take a fork and throw the material into the new location, and that's all the turning that you need.
Oh, so that's neat.
It's a terrific, and we've got it on the website. It's, look for Shepherd Composter.
Will do. That's okay. Great.
All right.
All right, thank you so much for your time, sir. I appreciate
it. Good luck
it.
With your trees. I think you'll
bye,
be fine, thanks. Though.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
Bye-bye. And let's see what Daryl's up to. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning. Baby, it's 12 outside.
Yeah, it is. You moved your little moringa tree inside, didn't you? I did mine.
I sure did. It's still got leaves falling. I'm assuming that's okay. It's just it's knowing what time of the year it is or something. I mean, I definitely didn't leave it out until it got too cold.
Well, mine was turning yellow and starting to kick off some, but it still got some foliage on it inside. I moved it inside a couple of days ago.
So this whole business of cutting it off at the ground and burying it in mulch, that would have to be done before it freezes as hard, obviously, anyway, right?
Yeah, and probably what we ought to do is get more than one of these trees and try those different conditions and see what we can get away with. I'm pretty sure that if we handle it like a lot of people do in Chicago and up north on various kinds of things, cover it with a big old thick layer of mulch, cut it back and cover it with the mulch and everything, and then uncover it in the spring, probably would do fine, but we don't know because we haven't done it yet.
True. All right, well, there's the answer. I need more of these trees.
Yep, there you go.
I'll see what I can do. All right.
I've got some seed. One of the listeners was kind enough to give me some seed. I'll be glad to give you some. I got more than
really?
I need. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's get together.
All right,
take care.
See you soon. Thanks. And anybody want to talk about anything, we are just all over the map today. A lot of the good things. I'm going to get into pruning next, but if you want to talk about any other subject, give me a buzz at 866-444-3478. If you need pruning, it's a good time to do it. Cold doesn't make any difference. Won't bother the trees if you prune during really cold weather. They're dormant. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we still had leaves on the trees in a lot of cases. We still had, you know, some fall color showing, but it'll be all gone in the next day or so and on the ground. That's another thing we need to talk about is that leaf management. It'll be a little different this year because we're going to have so much down all at once here. But the pruning, like I said, if it needs to be done, you can go ahead and get started. At this time of the year, I really don't think it's necessary to do any wound dressing or pruning paint. The main thing is to stand back, look at the natural shape of the tree, and you want to, after you get through, the tree to still have, you know, the basic character that you had before you started. You don't want to try to change it to something else, with the exception of formal gardens and places where you're intentionally trimming a tree to, you know, be topiary or have some completely different look. But in general, a lot of people are mistaken thinking that certain trees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they think it about cedar elms, red oaks, and live oaks, that every tree needs to be thinned out every year. And that's just not true. In a lot of cases, it can be detrimental to the tree, especially if heavy thinning is done. Some of the worst damage I've ever seen, ice damage, has been done to trees that were opened up too much. It just created a situation where they were easy to bust all apart in the ice storm. So do pruning if you need to. If limbs are in the way or if your tree is real heavy one direction or another and you want to try to balance it out some, you know, take limbs off that are creating a problem, in other words, hitting the house, hitting the car, something like that. If you don't like the low-hanging limbs that are sweeping down and touching the ground, you can cut them off, but don't think that it's going to do the tree any good to do it. The tree wouldn't have those limbs if it didn't want them. So I tend to like that look, but if you need to get under the tree, you need the views, whatever, cut those limbs away. Don't ever do flush cutting. Flush cutting is something that will definitely lead to a problem. The main problem it leads to is decay starting at the top of the cut and the bottom of the cut, and that leads to a cavity being created in the trunk. usually the tree can live through it having a cavity, but in other cases, the rot gets started and moves on into the tree and does some long-term damage or can even kill the tree. So leave the branch collar. Look at our website. If you don't know what the branch collar is, it's the swelling where the trunk meets, where the limb meets the trunk. It'll be thicker, sticking out farther, in other words, at the bottom of the limb than at the top. So in other words, a proper cut is going to slope from top to bottom, slope out, going from top down. And when you get through, if you look straight into the cut, and if it's round, you've done a good job. If it's football-shaped or oval, you've done a bad job. You've cut too close to the trunk, and you've removed that branch collar, which is part of the limb. I mean, part of the trunk, not part of the limb. More on this when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, I've got a little bit more to cover on pruning, codominant trunks, and a little bit more on this where you make the cut, but let's catch up on phone calls, and then I'll get back to that. Right now, let's go to Hagerstown, Maryland, and talk to Sandra. Hello, Sandra.
Hi. I've been listening to you for quite some time.
Well, thank you.
And I have used Roundup, okay, in very, very limited areas right around like a rock garden or something so that it's easier to mow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 inches around, you know. But I have some left, and I don't want to use it anymore. I've called the city. They don't know where you're supposed to put it. And I'm thinking, is there anything that I can do that would negate that? Or is there any place that you can take this stuff to negate that chemical?
Well, how big is Hagerstown?
I don't know. I've lived here all my life, but it's getting bigger and bigger.
The reason I asked, Sandra,
it's a sizable town. You know, we have like Mack Truck here, and
that's what I thought. Any town of any size should have a chemical collection situation, and if they don't, I'm just astounded that they don't.
Well, I called the city, and they didn't know what to tell me, so they told me to call the dump. And, you know, I don't want to take it out to the dump.
No, it's best not. In most cities, like here in Dallas, you know, have a chemical collection department, and even smaller, much smaller cities than Dallas do, and they'll
smaller than Dallas, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's towns a whole lot smaller than Dallas that have these, and they'll take paint and pesticides and, you know, any kind of toxic material at all. Some of them on a regular basis. You just have to prove that you live in that city.
Right.
Other cities just have special days during the week where they'll set up and it advertise it so people can bring it up. And what they do is they take the chemicals and they incinerate them and do things that are supposed to be the safest thing you can do. So,
right. I mean, you know, you've got it, and it's, you know, it's not good for the environment, but then you give it to someone else, and what are they going to do with it?
Well, do this. Call the city dump, the landfill people, and talk to them and see if they have a department or a service where they handle those kind of things. If they don't, send me an email and let me know. I'd be pretty amazed if they don't have something set up to handle those kind of toxic chemicals coming in.
Okay. All right. well, I'll call the dump. I didn't call them. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah,
well,
call them and see. They may have something that the city didn't really know about that they're doing. I bet they do. But
okay.
Let me know, and you know, we'll embarrass them, make a big deal out of it, and get them to get into it.
All right. Well, I don't know. It might be the only person in Hagerstown even thinking about this. But I'm thinking, well, if I get rid, I don't want to take it to the dump.
Or,
you know, what am I going to put it in the trash? No, that's not.
No, I don't want to do any of those things. So let's figure it out, and if it's not set up, we'll try to help get the information going to get it set up.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And
next is, let me see where I'm going here. It's Dave in Aledo, Texas. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Howard. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you. And we may have a very interesting year coming up. You just never know.
Oh, I think we do. But anyway, I called to give your listeners a tip that I came up with yesterday.
Okay.
I've got four faucets on the outside of my house, you know, with hydrants.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're totally freeze-proof. So I put those little foam cups you buy for a couple bucks at Walmart.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, on them. But with this super cold snap, I was a little worried that they might not do the job, because in previous years, I've noticed that they sometimes started to drip out from underneath them. So what I did was, and this is all recycled materials, I've got a source for these plastic buckets, like you use, they get frosting in at bakeries.
Right.
And then I use these, I get these silver aluminized bags at Walmart when I bring home frozen goods. And I had a bunch of them around. So what I did was I took the bags and I crumpled up a bunch of newspaper in it and packed it pretty full and then shoved it down inside the bucket. And then I take another bucket and put it underneath the faucet and then put the bag, you know, with the mouth of the bucket horizontally over top of the faucet, and then shimmed it in with, you know, pieces of wood and rock. And I think that's going to work pretty good to add another extra layer of insulation on the faucet. And it didn't cost anything at all.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea. If I understand what you're doing, what we've done in the past and did some yesterday, is we'll just take a 5-gallon bucket and turn it upside down, put it over the faucet, and that actually creates a little greenhouse effect that in most cases will do a good job. But you've added insulation to it with the paper and the silver thing, so I think that's a good idea.
Hey, and
you got something else? Okay,
yeah.
Hang on. Let me talk to you off the air because I got to run here for a bit. And we'll get to the rest of you holding as soon as we start the next hour. If you want to call with anything at all, it'd be great to talk to you at 866-444-3478. I got a little bit more I need to cover about pruning and misconceptions about that as well. Talking about trees and the freeze and all that is part of what we're talking about, but whatever you want to discuss, wide open. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.